I was born in Canada. Our family was not a musical family, but they were a cultural family. Of course, I did have an uncle who was supposed to be a great violinist, but I never heard him. He's dead now. But when I was 7 years of age, my mother wanted me to study some music, you know, not to be professional, 7 years old. And she got me violin, and I played that for 3 years, and I didn't like it. And I switched to piano. I don't think I ever really wanted to be a musician. I wanted to play baseball, hockey. Well, young, 10 years old. Then at 10 years of age, I started to study piano, and I dropped the violin. I became very good at the piano, and I started to play in the movie theaters when I was about 14. 15, 16 years of age, I was playing in hotel concert orchestras. I was studying to be concert pianist. So through that period, I was going to school during the day, you know, studying Latin, French, history, arithmetic, and music studies. So I didn't have any time for baseball. And I had a bad accident, and I burnt my hands, you see. Well, my sister, little sister, she was 3 years old. She would play with matches. And I was the only one in the house, and I saved her life. I took her clothes off while it was burning, and it burnt my hands. But she's fine now. So, and I couldn't play piano for about 8 or 9 months. So my teacher called my mother and said, I think that this will be an excuse for him to forget about music, so we better tell him to study harmony and composition. So I put a pencil in the bandages in my hand, and I start to study composition. When I found that, then I knew what I wanted to do. But that was a turning point for me, you know, to start writing, composing. So I made a big study of composition and harmonies. And it made a new life for me. I started to make arrangements for orchestras in Toronto. So it went along like that. I got married when I was 20. My wife was 18. A lot of my fans say, oh, you should play pretty music all the time. But to the young people, you know, this is pretty music. The word pretty means something else to them. And this is our audience, and one of the reasons I'm still recording after all these years is that I'm able to create a variety from one album to the other, so that it's always something fresh coming in, and I believe this is the freshest thing I've done in quite a long time. See, the young people never had a chance to hear what went on 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, or 15 years ago. Like with me. So I'm like something new to them. They're looking for new people all the time, new sounds. Because if you're 50 or 60 years of age, you've heard a lot of those sounds, so they have to come up with new sounds. And the young people are hearing these sounds for the first time. I probably attract a lot of them because the string sound is something they never heard before. Because some of them are 17 years old. That's the same age as my album Bouquet, you see. So that's why when they hear it for the first time, they think they're hearing something new. But then it's up to the artist to continue their work. And if they, as we say, dry up, if the orange dries up, there's no juice left. They run out of ideas, and the young people go to the next artist. Many artists have come and have gone. You go in the door and go out the other door. I don't know whether that's luck or what, but I know on my part that it's a continual study on my part because I don't want to retire. You know, I play golf, but I don't play well, you know, professionally. I enjoy it, but I like to do things to the best of my ability, and the one thing I can do that way is music. So I'm always studying. I listen to all the rock group records. I go to some of the concerts. I go to the symphony concerts. I'm always looking for for ideas, and I'm always interested. That's the point.